You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Turkey's foreign minister has said that his country is determined to fight the so-called Islamic State inside Turkey and Syria after a young person blew himself up at a wedding party, killing 54 people, many of them children. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed condolences to his Turkish counterpart for Saturday's attack. His message came amid attempts by Moscow to improve ties with Ankara, as Turkey is seen as both a strategic nation for Russia and the NATO military alliance. But as Stefan Boss reports, differences remain over the conflict in Ukraine.
In a telegram to Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said Saturday's attack in Turkey's southeastern city of Gaziantep was, in his words, shocking in its cruelty and cynicism. It was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber aged between 12 and 14. Putin said the attack once again showed that terrorism doesn't recognize not only the laws of civilized society, but also the very basic norms of human morality. The Kremlin said Putin also conveyed Russia's readiness to increase counter-terrorism cooperation with Turkey, including following through on agreements the two presidents reached during their recent talks in Russia. Putin and Turkey's President Erdogan met 2 weeks ago for the first time since they decided to mend relations soured by Turkey's downing of a Russian military aircraft along the Syrian border in November. Yet tensions remain over at least some issues, including Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. Over the weekend, Turkey's President Erdogan reportedly reassured his Ukrainian counterpart Petro Poroshenko that Ankara will continue to recognize the Crimean Peninsula as Ukrainian territory. The Ukrainian presidential press service said Erdogan told Poroshenko that Turkey has not changed its unwavering position regarding its support of Ukraine's independence and territorial integrity in the country's internationally recognized borders. Since Russia's annexation of the peninsula, Erdogan, who backed Ukraine in that conflict, had frequently denounced the reported persecution of the Tatar minority by local authorities. His latest comments came, however, at a sensitive time. Russian land and naval forces have been practicing moving hardware and troops into Crimea. The exercises on the peninsula come as a fragile ceasefire in eastern Ukraine is threatened by the deadliest month of fighting in a year between Ukrainian troops and Moscow-backed separatists. Additionally, Putin has expressed anger over an alleged sabotage plot by Kiev. It seems that our partners in Kiev have decided to exacerbate the situation, Putin said while visiting Crimea. It is clear that they do it because they do not want or they cannot comply with the Minsk peace agreement. I hope this will not be the final choice of our partners and that common sense will prevail. We are not going to completely end our relationship despite a lack of willingness of the Ukrainian authorities to have full diplomatic relations at an ambassadorial level. Kiev has denied wrongdoing, and Ukrainian President Poroshenko has warned of a full-scale Russian invasion. Despite different views on Ukraine, Moscow and Ankara seek closer ties. Though Turkey claims it wants to remain in the Western NATO military alliance, it also seeks closer relations with non-NATO nations, such as Russia. It comes amid mounting tensions with the West over the aftermath of a recent failed coup attempt. The West has criticized Turkey for detaining tens of thousands of people following the coup. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.